heavy fighting continues between Kurdish Peshmerga forces and ISIL militants in Iraq's northwestern town of Sinjar. Kurdish fighters say they've pushed deeper into Sinjar but are facing resistance from the militants. They also say at least two Kurdish fighters have been killed in the latest battles. A second blast has shaken Nigeria's northeast following an explosion that killed 20 people in Gombe. Dozens of people are feared dead in the blast that targeted a market in Bauchi. No one has taken responsibility, but the attacks are typical of those conducted by the Boko Haram militants. Al-Qaeda-linked groups in Yemen have threatened to attack facilities that belong to French oil giant Total. Earlier, they had claimed responsibility for two failed attacks on a gas plant cooperated by Total. The militants say Total facilities are used as a base to launch drone strikes on them in Yemen. In Tunisia, secular politician Beji Qaid Essebsi has won the presidential runoff. He won nearly 56% of the votes to assume the country's top post. He is the country's first president elected by popular vote since independence from France in 1956. A new report by the Canadian government says Saudi Arabia has been Ottawa's biggest arms purchaser in the Middle East. The report says the country exported over $575 million worth of arms and military equipment to Saudi Arabia between 2011 and 2012. Iran's military says it's sent warning signals to extra-regional reconnaissance aircraft flying near the country's borders. The reconnaissance craft were U-2, an ultra-high-altitude aircraft operated by the U.S. Iran downed an Israeli drone named Hermes in August and an American RQ-170 in 2011. And Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani says the Palestinian issue is a priority for Tehran. Speaking to members of Palestinian factions in Lebanon, Larijani stressed that Iran has always backed unity among Muslims. He also added that Iran's practical support for the Palestinians will continue.